This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Rise Guys Morning Show.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everybody. Headlines brought to you by Gosling Electric. So let's get into this discussion.
Boogie.
Is this woman unreasonably litigious, or does she have a case?
Your face is my case.
There's a woman who won $215,000 in a court case because of her addiction. So let's begin with all this. So she's a woman from Britain, and guess her addiction.
Cigarettes.
Oh, good.
So it's going to be something where we're going to, because obviously it's not going to be like, oh, they didn't have a Camp Lejeune over there. So it's going to be something where it's like, oh, come on, man.
Oh.
I'm going to say...
Can I change mine to vaginal mesh?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm going to say mine is Prime Energy Drink. Because they got a lot of money.
Yeah.
And they're international now, so they got a lot on the line.
Okay.
$15 a month, 2-day shipping.
No, I'm not talking about Amazon. I'm talking about the drink by Logan Paul.
Oh, yeah.
You owe me like $75.
Yeah, okay, and then the dye and everything. Okay, I got you. Well, this British woman, her addiction is Candy Crush.
Oh, okay. I can see that.
She's addicted to it, and she just earned all this money payout in a court case. Well, this is what happened. She got hooked on it after her doctor put her on a high dose of meds that can mess with your impulse control, and a court ruled that they should have warned her about the side effect.
Oh, God. I'm going to pass some judgment right now. Judge Matthew right now.
Down.
If you have the internet and you have a phone in your hand and you've got all this, whether it's real or not, all this technology and all these things you've always wondered between AI and all these different things you just wonder about and things you can look up for free for the time being, and you go and waste time and an addiction to Candy Crush, put you in prison also.
You only get 5 lives at a time if you don't buy them.
Okay, well, I don't mean that about you.
No.
Because clearly you play.
He does.
Do you play?
I've been stuck on level 475 for months.
God.
I played it when I was waiting for Jared in the hospital because it kept my mind off everything, and it's good for that.
Now, I will not advance until I get at least 3 stars. So that's why I'm stuck on that level.
My God. The one commercial they do for it, though, to me is like, as a man, I'm insulted by it. And I'm kind of saying that half-heartedly. But it shows a hot girl laying on the couch and she's playing. And the boyfriend says, come on, hon, it's time to go on our date. Or some, you know, kind of weird acting. And she's like, hold on, I'm still playing the game. And he's like, what level are you on? She's like, level 60. And he's like, well, hey, I'll play it with you. And he downloads it, and she's like, see, guys, it's that easy. Like, she's saying, you're going to get laid if you play this game with your girlfriend. That's the message from it. It's like the old cigarette ads with the guy with two girls sitting there smoking. Like, you go have a threesome if you smoke cigarettes.
But now I do like the language thing. You could learn music, too, on an app. Like piano and stuff.
Yeah, so. Those are stupid though.
No, but like, that's fun because it's hard.
I like going outside and taking, and kind of talked about it earlier, taking pictures of different trees and plants and it telling me.
Find out what it is.
You ever try to trick it though? You take a picture of your gimmick and say, what kind of mushroom is this?
I tried it one time
with
a starfish.
What kind of weed is this?
I tried it with a starfish one time.
Oh yeah, that's what it told you was.
It told me to see a doctor.
Oh boy.
It said you found a piece of a balloon.
That starfish has a hemorrhoid. I don't
know. Also get on Kindle and like read half a book.
Like your starfish is eating a Skittle.
I mean, that's the thing. It's the mindless stuff. I get it. It's like when Fruit Ninja came out. I will greatly admit, not only did I play it on my phone, if I went to Frankie's, I played it in person.
I mean,
Fruit Ninja, you sat up there with the tap, dude. I was like Dance Dance Revolution kid up there doing hi-ya all over the damn fruit, man. Looking like Bruce Lee.
That's cute.
Dude, more like Beverly Hills Ninja probably at that point in my life.
I'd play Deal or No Deal. I felt like I was on the damn show.
I know. It's like very immersive. Like, man, how much does this cost at the house? $25,000? Nah.
So this lady, she got hooked on the game for years ago and couldn't stop playing. And then it was her gateway drug. And she started playing more things like virtual slot machines and...
Oh,
the
corporal
people are texting in now.
It wasn't her fault. The doctor caused her to do that. And for weeks before she started on Candy Crush, she saw a doctor and complained that she had restless leg syndrome. And they put her on a medication called Ropinirole. And it can help people with that kind of thing. It also mimics the effects of the feel-good dopamine. The hormone that makes you feel good.
Mm-hmm.
And that's like, dopamine is the best. So, like... Yeah, it's released when you eat chocolate or sex.
Butter.
Or if you eat butter.
Well, I have eaten sex.
Butter.
I was about to say.
Or
yes, I have.
Cheese.
I may have eaten more sex than I have chocolate.
Things
I don't know.
I
that's close.
I've spent money on this game. And
no. And let me say one thing I was going to say there. Several people were texting me in that their kids do it. It's some kind of... kind of what you said, Paige. Maybe a brain game.
Yeah,
some
distraction.
Kind of, that's
so you're,
fine.
Okay. Obsessing
again,
over something.
I realize I said I was stereotyping. That's just the way I feel. I'm more of a call me a nerd.
Nerd.
If I got time to fiddle around on the phone, I'm looking up stuff I always wondered about. I'm not to that level. But I'm also to the level where if I got to it, I don't have a game system anymore in my home.
Oh, really?
I don't.
So I can take you off my list.
Take me off, because...
And Paige's friend, too. Take him off.
GameStop deleted... they don't email me anymore.
I don't have one in my town anymore.
Because if it's there, then it'll draw me in eventually. And I feel such a waste.
And if you're online, because like my son
I'm
does
weird,
that.
I
he
know.
Likes, I don't know what he's playing now, but he likes to yell at people. He plays... against other people, and that's, you know, that's kind of sporty. That's an activity that he likes to do. But for me,
road rage 2K25.
For me, I mean, I like learning. So like the French thing is fun. But at night, when my mind is pinging and I'm worrying about things, it's good to do something to get away. So I lay in bed and play games.
You don't like to play Red Dead 2, where you can throw the kid off the mountainside?
Or? Yeah, I mean, I do, but like, you know,
throw the dynamite into the guy's cell.
And I know the whole law of, an enjoy time is not a wasted time. So if you played a video game for 3 hours and you enjoyed it, then 3 hours versus doing something you didn't enjoy necessarily. But
it's long.
I like to look back at a day and at least find one thing that I moved the needle on or
right.
I checked off a box. I hate those days where I come home after the show and I'll sit down to look at the mail or whatever I'm doing. And wake up 2 or 3 hours later, I despise it. Because all the stuff that I've done,
it
erases it in my mind.
See, I have a list of one accomplishment.
That's a sign of getting old, too. That's why old people get up at 4 a.m. now. I mean, it really, it is. Like, God, I don't know how much time I got left. I got to hurry up and enjoy it.
Like, I have to take...
Not me, them.
I have certain nights I take the garbage out, or I have certain nights that I mop my... Well, I mop my floors every night, but...
What? You mop every...
I Swiffer...
Wow.
Well, because I have pets.
Oh, okay. Yeah. That makes sense.
You know, and then, you want to keep the hair up and...
Yeah. You probably change underwear every day too, don't you?
I do.
All right.
I use toilet paper test. Too.
Do you really?
Imagine that.
Are you a folder or a water?
Because I'm toilet a water. Paper. I'm yeah. kind of like. I guess I would be.
I'm like Tasmanian devil wiping his ass.
I'm a water. I like a lot in my hand.
Oh, sometimes wow. I'm a. Sometimes I'm both. Sometimes I'm a go ahead and get in the shower kind of guy.
Oh yeah.
Straight to it.
No. Hell I never yeah. do that. Because that's the first thing I do.
It's like a full on bidet.
I would need a bidet hooked up by the fire department if I got one. So it's got to be a good one.
It's going to be painful.
Pressure washer power to it.
You'd have to have your wife turn the water
off.
Maybe
tag the back of the bag a little.
Look at the money you save on bleaching, man.
Anita.
I asked my wife last night.
Turn the pressure down. I'm on the ceiling.
I didn't know. I knew she probably wouldn't know this. I said, when you get bleached, do you think they use real bleach?
No.
Okay. You're saying... when a woman gets that done, correct?
Or gay dude, because well, those are the only two people I know to do it.
I'm positioning this. You were not saying that your wife does that.
No, she don't do it.
Okay, that's what I'm making.
People that.
I'm sure she would want that maybe to be known.
But other people, I'm like, is it real bleach?
What is that's?
How long does it
like,
last?
Like, what is the opposite of suntan spray? Like a spray that...
Moontan spray.
Well, I mean, really, like, what would that... What? That's a solid... It is not just Clorox. I mean, it's...
Plus, does it only last a couple of dumps? I mean, like, what are we talking
that's
about?
That's another very solid question. It's like, do they say, hey, I'll see you back in 60 days? You're like, well, I'm constipated. All right, make it 7. I mean, what do you do with that?
I know it's the service page offers. I just don't know how it works.
Are you Googling that?
I am.
How'd you Google it? I want to hear the prompt on this. How many poos
anal
before
you... bleaching ingredients.
Oh, I'm out.
Hang on now.
I put in anal belching. Damn it. Damn it. No wonder I couldn't find the information. What is anal belching?
You're going to be on the list.
Coming into ground zero this weekend.
Both of you are going to be. Hey, we've got anal belching Google search in South Carolina. Go check
Mick,
it out.
You know, if there was an anal belching, you'd
hydroquinone.
You'd book them.
Mick, if you book that, you better book us, buddy.
That's right. I want to intro them.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Yeah, other acids.
Min Chao in the mornings.
It doesn't say it has actual bleach in it.
Yeah, it can be. It's got to be some kind of...
So they can't call it that.
It chemically exfoliates the dead skin.
Oh, there shouldn't be any of that going on.
That's responsible for hyperpigmentation.
They can't put what it really is. Like, it's not... I mean, it's probably dead once that stuff
is. So basically, it's kind of like a chemical peel for your Botox.
I mean, you think about it, not being gross, but like the acidic... nature of
yeah.
It's got to be very all right. We'll leave it at that.
Will it change colors?
Yeah, because it's getting rid of the whatever exfoliating that dead skin.
I want it to look like a Grateful Dead T-shirt. Is that possible?
You want to tie dye your BH?
Not gonna, I don't know. I've never seen it or practiced it. So I mean,
well, you better brush up.
I'll word this wrong. I got to write it down.
I don't think that's going to.
Because let me tell you something. The hair you're
going to
tackle goes all the way back. No, it don't stop. Just
I'm going to call my spermadonis and ask them. If that's a true thing or not.
Do they take donations through the teller?
No, you got to call Penn, actually. All right, we're going to take a break.
God, dang it.
We're going to come back. You mean like the old ways?
I'm like hitting you with one sword, and you're coming back at me with two.
You know what?
We've learned a lot today.
You're talking about the sucking tubes of the old days when people went to banks.
I forgot what they were called.
My Ingalls prescription does it, but theirs is like the old train from Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood. It just goes up. It's this little...
It's going to get stuck.
This little red box, it goes up real slow, and it goes up, and it's like real antiquated, but it's kind of cute.
There better be some pills in that, Heather, when you send it back.
That's right. Don't forget my debit card this time. I had to go in the store last time.
Oh, boy.
Good morning, everybody.
This is the Rise Guys, Madman, Paige, and Fat Boy.
Every morning, it makes you laugh.
I would hate to start my day without them.
I love the Rise Guys.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Take me out to the ball game. What are you doing? Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Marketers, are you ready to make an impact with audio advertising? People are hungry for authentic connections in a world buzzing all around us. How do you cut through the noise and truly reach your audience? Visit stateofaudio.com to see Odyssey State of Audio, the Trends Report. Uncover the secrets to high-impact creative. Learn how AI is revolutionizing the industry. And get ahead of the curve on measurement and audience trends. Don't just stay in the game. Win it. Visit stateofaudio.com and download your free copy.
This guy just happened to find out that he's got a 20-year-old son. Anonymous, good morning.
How are you doing?
Good. My first question is, do you have any other children?
I do. I have a son that is 18, and I have 2 stepchildren, a 6-year-old daughter and a 11-year-old.
Okay. Got some bonus kids.
So how did you find out that you have a son that's 20?
Monday, a girl got in touch with me through Facebook, sent me a message saying that she needs me to call her. And I'm like, no, I'm not calling you. What's up? She's like, I got something to tell you. I said, well, just tell me. She said, you want me to tell you over the messenger? Just tell me. She tells me that me and her sister hooked up 21 years ago and only did it one time. He did an Ancestry.com thing or whatever, and some of my people, my family in Texas, had done the same thing, and it popped up that he related to them some way. So she looked me up and then told me about it.
I'd blame them, wow. Not you.
I joked about that, but I didn't know if that would really be the case, how you found out. Because I get those emails on.
I don't know whether I believe it or not. I don't remember this girl. We've been talking since Monday. Me and the kid has actually been talking as well. They claim that they don't want anything from me at all. They claim that they don't need anything from me. He just wants a dad in his life, and he wanted to know where he came from or whatever. But like I said, I don't remember this girl at all. The pictures that she sent me do not click anything into my head, and I don't know what to think. I'm doing a DNA test on next Friday to find out.
Oh man, how long does it take for those to come back?
I'll go in Friday, and they said it could take up to 7 days before we find out the results.
Goodness.
You know you're going to have to call us back, right? Like, we got to.
Yeah.
Let's ask this question. Have you told your wife?
I have. She knows. She's actually listening in at her job.
Hey, wife.
But she I guess, like me, our minds are going 1,000 miles an hour. I don't know what to think. I don't know whether it's bull crap. I had a stalker ex-girlfriend we thought at one point may have been doing this, just trying to ruin what we have. My wife is pregnant now.
God, your stuff works so like crazy.
We're starting over with the kids. I'm 44, so I'm really, really starting over. But then now the new baby is due in May. So, you know, I'm starting over with a new kid and with an old new kid.
So when you say you don't remember her, was there like a drug history or like...
Well, no, there was. I was never like addicted to drugs or anything. I did sell a lot of drugs, and we did do a lot of stupid stuff. We had big parties and stuff like that. But it does not recall in any way, shape, or form. I do remember sleeping with a married woman out of spite of her husband, just to kind of.
What?
You know, young and dumb, stupid stuff. But
what do you
I don't
mean?
Believe
you didn't
her.
Like her husband, so you slept with his wife?
Well, he would come around us, and he would always act like a douche. And he was just always that guy that, you know, tried to be big Billy Bad Butt. And just one thing led to another. I did it kind of out of spite. But the girl that I did that to looks nothing like the woman that's saying I have a kid now at all.
What was that? How hard was that to do?
Doesn't look familiar at all.
How hard was that to do to get back at that guy? Like, she was on board with it. Like, yeah, I don't like him. Let's do it. Let's hook up.
Mm.
So a lot of girls, when they come across a guy that sells drugs, I guess, and is in the drug game, it's kind of I know it's weird to say, but it's kind of a turn on for him, I guess. And they like that little lifestyle that they never had. So she was
like bad boys.
You must have been selling coke.
So let me ask you this.
I was.
have you asked him to prove it to you with a, you know, DNA test or something like that? Just to.
Well, that's what he said he's going to get done. But
yeah,
the fact that takes a whole week is that seems incredibly long.
Really does. Have you seen any like resemblance with the kid and you? Have you seen a picture of him?
My sister actually put a picture of Jim as a young kid and as my son as a young kid, side by side. There are some resemblance. And then there's a picture of him when he was maybe 7 or something. My sister found a picture of me when I was around the same age. And there's a big resemblance, man.
So the child reached out to you and not the mom?
No, so the mom's sister reached out to me.
Oh.
The mom didn't want to do it at first. But and then
like,
after
hey,
me,
he needs to know who his dad is, kind of
right. And that's pretty much what they're saying is that's all he wants to know is who his dad is.
See, this is why some people don't want to do these DNA tests, because they're either in a situation to where they know they don't want to have anything to do with a certain part of the family, but they might pop up on somebody's radar, like, you know, what happened here.
That makes sense. Plus, you don't know where all those records really ultimately go.
And what an emotional roller coaster if he's not your son anyways, and you were dragged into it, and your wife, and oh my gosh.
I mean, I think
that's what goes through my head the whole time is especially now that I've been talking to the kid, I'm finding out what he likes, what he doesn't like, because the way I see it is I never got to meet my father. He was put in prison before I was born, and he died in prison.
Damn.
So I never met him, and I've even spoke to my wife about it. I can't, if he turns out to be mine, I can't just go, whatever, you're grown, I don't want to have nothing to do.
Yeah, you just be the better man.
Oh, it'd be a lot easier now. My son's 20, and like, you know, it's just like a cool buddy type relationship. Like, what's up?
Right. And then, I mean, he's a big boy, so.
The way you explain things.
Yeah.
What's up?
Like, I mean, thank God it's not a minor kid now. You got to, like, fork over money for or take care of.
Or she's not. Well, yeah, I mean, I don't guess she could back sue for child support.
Not after the age of 20, unless he's in college.
Yeah.
Right. So because she didn't tell me until after he was 18, they cannot get me for baptismal. Because at first, that's what I was kind of worried about. I was like, now I'm going to have to pay all this back child support.
Yeah, I know.
Which, you know, but...
Let's start slinging that cane again.
But we found out that because they did not let me know until after he was an adult, they can't, in return, go back for back child support. So, to me, I don't see the reasoning for them to just be making it up.
Yeah.
But... the world we live in, there's no telling.
You got to be always kind of looking, you know, eyes in the back of your head. But at the same time, like, if there's no, even if there was a financial thing or whatever, like, you want to know if that's your kid down deep, like, you know.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
And I would always want to do the right thing on it. Like I said, I have two stepchildren, and my daughter, she doesn't know her father. And
how many sex partners you figure you've had over your lifetime?
That's a good question.
to think that you've, and I'm not shooting on you or me making fun, but the fact you had sex one time and likely had a child here, but you don't remember that encounter.
Or what, like, she looked like.
Are you in triple digits as far as doing women?
No, I don't believe so.
Okay, I thought they traded more, like back in the day, like that was the currency. Like, I don't have any money, so, you know, like, I'll give her some drugs.
That had to be a thing, right? You get a little discount if you...
Well, see, the big thing was is the way I was living back then, I knew I wouldn't be a good father. So whenever I did have sex, I would always use protection.
Yes.
And I know my wife said, you know, oh, well, that doesn't always work. And I get it, but... You know, I'm 44 and I have one biological son, you know, so I was always real, you know, protection based on it. I would not go and have sex with a woman without, you know, a condom, because wouldn't have been a good dad, man. I was in the drugs and I was always looking over my shoulder for the cops and stuff like that. I've been in jail a lot at that point. So, you know, it was something I knew I didn't want. So I was always real cautious with it.
Yeah. So are you done having kids? Like, that's it, right? This last
week? Yes, sir. When me and my wife found out, it was we had already talked about her having the procedure to where she wouldn't have kids anymore. And then she texted me or called me and told me, hey, I think I'm pregnant. I was like, go get a test. It ain't nothing about it. She took one out and it came back positive. I said, go get another one. And it was a real shocker.
They starting to look at me weird at Dollar Tree, honey.
Right. But then, you know, we found out we're going to have a little girl in May.
That's sweet.
We're happy about it. You know, we're still kind of nervous. We're going to have to get a new house because, once again, we were planning on just having the family that we had. So we have a house for that family. And now we need a bigger house and stuff. So, I'm completely done.
Yeah, that's you got a good outlook about it, and you're not, you know, it's that's kind of I'm trying to think, like, if I found that out now, like, it's best with me that I only have one kid. But I can't, people that I know that have 2, 3, 4 kids, I'm like, how do you do that? Like, how
it's
do
a lot of work.
You not even that, but the separation of love.
For all the children and make sure that
you know, Coach Prime ranks his kids, so, you know, people have a favorite kid.
That's why Foreman named all his George, because he could always say his favorite was George. He said that, on this show. He named them all the same, so he could say his favorite kid was George. Well, Anonymous, congratulations. Look at it this way. You're going to get an extra gift on Father's Day this year. Celebrate the small victories. Break it down. PaulRobb.com studio in Greenville, South Carolina. It's time to say, hey, famous people celebrating a birthday on February the 25th. Happy birthday.
Or suck it.
No.
That's a good birthday today. Let's look at my list here. Okay, let's start with this one right here.
Okay.
Do you know this theme song?
Gilmore Girls?
Happy.
I don't know. Major Dad?
I guess would you count this as an Office spinoff, maybe?
Oh.
Okay.
Parks and Rec.
It is Parks and Rec. I bet you can get it in three guesses whose birthday it is.
Amy?
Nope. Not Amy Poehler. You got two more.
God, I can't remember his name. The guy that lost a lot of weight and became a superhero.
Chris Pratt?
Yeah.
Who had dinner here in Greenville once and people flipped out.
Oh.
Well, I mean, we missed it. Remember that time we went to Forest City? People came out like we were... That was, I mean, God, well, I want to go back there again. It made my soul feel good.
Nice to be loved.
Well, strike two.
The other one. The girl.
Oh.
The girl whose husband just passed. And
are you talking about Aubrey Plaza?
Yes.
And strike three.
Louis Plaza.
It is actually Rashida Jones' birthday.
Oh, Quincy's daughter.
Yep. Peggy's daughter. I thought you could say Ron Swanson in the three, but you didn't.
Yeah.
Nick Offerman.
Yeah. Boy, he's idolized. I don't get it. It's just...
I never watched this show. I got to go back and watch it. Aziz, you didn't say Aziz? He's coming to town?
Oh, Aziz.
With this old Rashida. Her sister, Kidada, was with Tupac when he died. Yeah. Not with him, but like they were together.
I thought it was Rashida.
Nah, she was too young at the time.
Okay. She's got to be 50. So I'm going to guess 50.
51.
You're close.
49.
49 for Rashida Damn Jones. This lady's been on our show many a times. And I know we've said some stuff
Linda
about
Ruth
her.
Tassetti.
Well, besides her. Not the one I was thinking of. She was funny when she was on here. Chelsea Handler.
Oh, Lord. She was funny, but...
She's got great boobs, too, if you've ever seen them.
Yeah, but she's...
So do I, I've been told.
I don't know what the big... What is the big disconnect with her and the scene? Like, you know how it's pointed out, and it's so true, that Hollywood gets their dirty female comedian, almost like the big butt rapper lady. Well, they will change. It will be the it person, and then it will completely go. And
I just found out who Glorilla is. I thought people were talking about Gorillas, but Glorilla.
Oh, Glorilla.
Yeah.
She was on the halftime Super Bowl. She performed.
I think that was SZA, as Paige
was
would
it. Glorilla?
No.
Well, nevertheless, Paige, you go first. Chelsea Handler.
Hmm. 53.
I'm going to go 51.
I thought she was older. She's only 50. She just hit the 50.
I like the way you say that, only 50. That's
kind.
It's cute.
Let's switch theme songs. It seems like the final season of this show will never end.
You know what I thought about the other day, real quick?
Naked Man.
I think this is brilliant. Jug finished 11th in the race on.
7th in points.
Right.
Currently.
He was top 10 in the first race. Why is it in beauty pageants we go first runner-up? So Jug was the 10th runner-up.
I like that.
I know, man. It makes it way more positive.
Like, give me some options as far as the pageant goes.
10th runner-up. All right. Now, the other race, he was top 10, but on this, he was a... All right.
You win last call with the bar award.
David Duchovny.
No, this is the Stranger Things.
Oh. I thought it was...
We were so
Not X-Files. It's not Mulders.
I don't know any of the people on that except 11. She just had one the other day.
Well, this guy's been on the show many a times, but you may know him as Rudy Rudiger.
Oh.
From Rudy, who was offsides, by the way.
Sean Astin.
Sean Astin's birthday today.
Also freaking Mikey from the Goonies, for God's sake.
Yeah, that's Patty's boy, Patty Duke.
Yes. I almost said Micah Duke. What's up in Florida?
Hey.
Also, my Charles Edwards, what's up?
What's up, Chuck?
I was told very ambiguously to say hello to Charles Edwards, so I don't know what it means, but what's up, Charles Edwards?
Hey, Charles.
What's up, Tomato Man? Don't eat beef.
I know who it is. I'm still 52. Can't be much older than that. I mean,
he had big feet in Lord of the Rings.
He has a big belly now.
That's three words. Lord of the Rings.
Lord of the...
51.
Sean Astin's 54 years old.
Wow.
Well, damn it. I'm just not...
They're making a Goonies 2, and I will see it, but...
Is everybody coming back, though?
Well, you can't. I mean, Sloth's dead in real life.
Would somebody play a Sloth, though? Would they bring his ears back?
See, the treatment on that's going to be interesting. Like, the backstory's going to change.
Was that his original look, or was it?
No, he was dropped on his head as a baby a bunch by Mother Fratelli.
That's the story. Like Sam
Kennison. They say it, yeah.
Okay.
You know, you just mentioned David Duchovny because you thought that was, or this is the X-Files. It's not, but it's funny you mentioned that because his ex-wife's birthday is today.
Oh.
Taya Leone.
Oh, yeah.
She's pretty.
Great in the movie called The Family Man with Nick Cage.
She really is good.
She's fantastic movie.
On a show called Madame Secretary.
Damn.
I've seen Madame Butterfly on Broadway.
Did
at the
you
beach.
On Broadway?
At the Butterfly? Beach. Broadway at the beach.
I remember Madame Thittes from Fussin.
Impressive.
Yeah.
What are we doing?
Leon? Yeah, I know that. I know that. 58.
59.
Oh, you nailed it. Taylor Leone is 59 years old today.
Dick and Jane with Jim Carrey, too, is good.
This
Entertainment
lady.
Tonight. Mary Hart.
Nope.
Insured her legs.
She's a Clemson Tiger, though, I'll tell you that.
Ooh.
Well, and I think she bought the castle on Lake Kiwi.
The gay club?
No. The actual castle.
Oh, the castle on 291.
Long blonde hair?
She, I believe so. She used to be on Access Hollywood as well. Nancy Odell.
Oh, yeah, I like her.
She's
great. I wonder if she's related to Billy Odell, former Clemson Tiger turned Major League baseball.
You know what?
Player.
She could be. She's always back here, too,
same
every
area,
summer. So.
Yeah, because he was born and raised in the upstate area, Billy Odell.
Don't be surprised you see her cruising around Lake Kiwi.
Do you stalk her out there, fat boy?
Instagram.
Her boat is called Suck My Weight, too.
She get to go to Parley. Oh, sorry, wrong mic.
60.
63.
Close. Almost a big one for Nancy.
59.
59 years old. This guy is a very famous, probably the most famous prop comic ever. Says his net worth is $70 million.
Carrot Top.
Carrot Top it is. I was very surprised by this number.
Wasn't he there when we were in Vegas? Did you see him?
He was there, but I didn't know any of them shows.
Let me see Carrot Head, man. Where's Carrot Head?
Like, then those shows were like $1.75 to get in. Like, and now they got to be $500. Look at me talking like I'm a gambler. Five hunch. Yeah.
Hunch.
Five of the big hundies. The big face ones.
Carrot Top.
Yeah, I know that, dude. All right. He's 60. It's a big one.
Okay, 62.
Carrot Top is 60. It is a big one. This former Laker had the thickest glasses in the whole league.
Kareem.
Nope.
Both glasses.
Yep. Thicker than glasses.
Kurt Rambis.
Kurt Rambis it is.
Yes.
Thicker than Horace Grant could ever wear.
Little Marv Albert. Yes. I know who it is. But 64. 65. I bet you I am right on the money.
65.
Bring it to me.
Kurt Rambis is 67 years old today.
I shouldn't even listen to you anymore. This is a legendary birthday?
Is this a trick?
It is. No, it is not.
No way.
But it rhymes with it.
Could it
not
be?
Not a trick. Oh, it definitely is.
I thought his birthday was in March. I really did.
I don't know if you want to say 16 times. He would say more than 20 because he left some in Puerto Rico. World heavyweight champion.
Well, I don't like the way that's worded anyway. Because house shows, they don't count them. Like, Dusty was a WWF champion, but they don't count house shows, meaning non-televised.
No. Plus, I think Orton's up to 13 or 14 at this point. 14.
He's going to come back.
Try to say the name.
I'm a Randy Orton.
Try to say the name of.
With Maxime Dupri. Paige, I know this. I mean, I'm born and raised in Flair country. If I don't know this, take me to the border.
It is the birthday of Fred Phillips, Richard Flair.
70?
Oh, Lord.
70?
He'd kiss you. He'd kiss you regardless.
He would.
He turned a big number last year, meaning that this year, Richard Morgan Flair
is 80.
76, Paige.
Ric Flair is indeed 76 years old.
Woo!
You mark. I knew you'd know it.
Oh, my God.
They've all tried to kiss Paige, too. Jake the Snake, Sergeant Slaughter.
Sergeant Slaughter.
Many others.
Well, she did clutch his cobra.
Did I?
You want to?
Is that what that was?
let's finish up with.
You remember that? Well, I found
Jake
out on air that he wasn't a real Marine.
Well,
that was a live reaction.
I found out that Jake the Snake didn't have a real snake.
He hated him.
Scared
of him.
They had this lady on television when Jerry Springer passed away. It was her first public appearance in a long time. She goes by three names, famous red frame glasses.
Sally Jesse Raphael. Yeah,
it is you. Sally Jesse's birthday.
I didn't know she was still alive.
Yeah, she's a Ninja Turtle.
Sally Jesse Raphael.
77.
That's generous, very generous.
All right, then 79.
How about 90? Wow. It's her 90th birthday. Now, if you saw her on TV, you'd know that she was older than 11.
My gosh, man.
Happy heavenly birthday, the least controversial Beatle of them all, George Harrison, would have been 82 years old today.
Yeah. Aww, happy, Pete Best, also.
Happy heavenly.
Least controversial.
George has some good songs. Solid work.
He's a good songwriter. Yeah.
And a nice man. I heard he was nice.
There's only two. Do you think...
I heard the same thing about Willie Mays, Pedro. I can say otherwise.
Do you think Paul and Ringo hang out? Like, they're the last two left. And...
Hopefully. You know, wouldn't you think if you... Never mind.
But if you never hung out that much in the band, maybe they did. I don't know.
I think they were friends, but things tore them apart like one woman.
I can see that. I can see where the... But then again, there was that argument about, well, I wrote the song, so I should get double payment. And I'm like, yeah, I kind of get that. Like, you wrote it.
But what do you sound like Jelly Roll now? Because the radio station plays your music and want more money?
Yeah.
Like Sheryl Crow?
Yeah. I mean, like, yeah. And I think as someone who gets paid by a radio station, you should agree with that.
I know.
Oh, hang on now.
I know, see?
I want the money. I don't want theirs to get my money.
I'm saying, I'm talking about my life getting raised next time. I just can read my lips.
Mm-hmm.
Although I am wearing tight-fitting jeans.
Guys, we gave Jelly Roll you raised money. I'm sorry. He needed it.
Look at the money he's saving on food, folks.
He lost 150 pounds.
Thank you for listening to today's show. Are you still there? Are you there? Thank you for listening to today's show.
Our show, not the today show.
Tomorrow... This one's going to lean more on the mystery side of it. Not really a conspiracy. It's just one of them things where you're like, holy crap, that's wild as hell.
Wow.
Matter of fact, we'll call it that. The Mattman's holy crap, that's wild as hell segment.
God, okay. That's a conspiracy or mystery.
It could be taken that way. Like, here's the tease. Seriously, where is that kid?
Oh, my God.
Seriously, where is that kid?
I don't even know what to think to ask. The only thing I know to say is swing sniffer and have a good one.
Yeah, it's not Jason Kidd. It's like a kid. Where is that kid?
Where the kid am?
Because that's not that kid. All right? Okay. All right?
Okay.
Get today's podcast, text podcast, to 1-800-774-0093. The TLCMotors.com phone line. Don't you text and drive data applicable rates? Parents' permissions, void were prohibited. Thanks for listening. Have a blessed day. Wash your hands. God bless America. It's good.
I have something to say.
One number does it all on the TLC Motors text line at 800-774-0093.
That's communication.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Bye, baby. Bye.